Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek, so let's get going. Our first article is entitled Knox Leaves Governing Board Post. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, January 12, 2025. James Knox, the embattled rogue Queen Creek Unified School District governing board member who unseated the long-term board president to win a seat in 2022, has resigned. I am unwilling to continue in this fight as it appears I no longer have community support, Knox wrote in a letter to the Queen Creek Tribune. I have endured disgusting emails from the Satanic Church and various pro-pedophile groups and other sickening messages that are too foul to publish in this letter. The whisper campaigns and continual attacks on my character from those who do not want to improve QCUSD and the high turnover of teachers and administrators in an otherwise stable profession is a sign of fear within the district. Knox handily defeated 17-year veteran Ken Bragg by double digits in the 2022 election by promising to, quote, be that voice calling things out as I saw them, end quote, he told the Tribune last week. And I did for 2 years, but the last election showed me that I would be alone in this fight, a single vote of dissension for another 2 years. Knox recruited a slate of like-minded candidates to run in the last election. All of them lost. At this point, I must ask myself what benefit I would have from remaining on this board, Knox continued in his resignation letter. Other than being a thorn in the side of corrupt individuals, I can see none. If the community wished to see changes in the school district, November 5th was their opportunity to let that be known. I have tendered my resignation effective immediately to Maricopa County Superintendent Shelley Boggs. At the time he was elected in 2022, Knox brought experience as a small businessman, a one-term Montana legislator, and a commercial Alaska fisherman to the table. He used his outsider status to ride a wave of well-organized and politically active support from a group called Purple for Parents, a social media campaign among Arizona public school parents who wanted a platform to voice their frustration with public schools, including teacher strikes, pandemic-related school closures, and what they perceived of the politicization of K-12 classrooms. It worked. Knox cruised to victory over Bragg. I brought a knife to a gunfight, Bragg told the Tribune days after his defeat in 2022. The Knox camp was well organized. Following his 2022 election, Knox wasted no time in trying to root out what he saw as a lack of transparency, including the long-time and well-established funding mechanism within the athletic department, the way booster club money was collected and used, and what he characterized as a lack of transparency on police involvement in an incident involving physical contact between the Queen Creek varsity basketball coach and a ball player during a game in Chandler, which prompted the police to be called to the scene, among other things Knox took issue with. Knox also alleged stonewalling and a lack of transparency from Superintendent Dr. Perry Berry, whom Knox said repeatedly refused to provide him with district-related information, instead allegedly telling Knox that the issues would be discussed at a later date, never to happen, Knox said. Knox also alleged that then-board president Jennifer Revolt removed to change policy so that records requests from board members be limited to once a month because allowing them more often was, quote, too taxing, end quote, on administrative staff. Knox was also opposed to bond issues that voters have rejected in successive elections. Queen Creek's open enrollment rules that allowed students from other districts to attend QCUSD schools and the board's financial practices. When it came to controversial issues, I knew I would be the one to stand on principles while the other board members pushed forward with a costly and reckless agenda led by a radical superintendent and CFO. The 2024 election was the community's chance to elect good candidates to help me in this fight. Unfortunately, the incumbents have been reelected, which sends a clear message that the community is fine with QCUSD's subpar education, he continued in his letter. Knox's tenure was not without self-inflicted controversy. He posted racially charged and sexually explicit memes on his personal Facebook page that included crude depictions of the Democratic presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. They insinuated that she used romantic relationships to acquire positions of power. He also asserted that holidays that celebrate Black American culture are fake. "I put my foot in my mouth on occasion, but I never said I was perfect," Knox told the Tribune in an interview. "I never promised that I would be perfect." Knox, who with his wife homeschools his children and does not use the taxpayer-funded public schools, said his family is supportive of his decision to step down, especially his wife. "She doesn't like the fact that when we go out in public that some people are nasty," Knox said. "She knows how stressed I am when I go to meetings, and I think she's relieved that I have decided to step away, so she knows it won't affect my mood anymore." Queen Creek now has to nominate as many as 3 people and submit the list to Boggs, who can appoint someone from the list to pick someone herself to fill out the remainder of Knox's term. Irene Mahoney, Page, Director of Public Relations and Marketing for the Queen Creek School District, sent the following statement to the Tribune. "The governing board recognizes the importance of transparency during this transition, and we are committed to continuing our work to support the needs of our Queen Creek students and families. The board will begin the process for filling this vacancy, and we will provide updates in the coming days. We remain steadfast in our mission to provide every student with high-quality education and ensure the needs of our district are met with unwavering focus and determination. From all of us on the governing board, we thank you for your understanding and continued support." End of story. Our next article is entitled "Queen Creek Unified Calls for Applicants to Board." This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, January 9th, 2025, and written by Janet Perez. Starting Friday, residents living in the Queen Creek Unified School District can pick up an application packet to begin the process of being considered to fill the vacancy on the governing board created by the resignation of James Knox. Knox abruptly resigned from the 5-member board on Tuesday. During the 2024 election cycle, Knox recruited and supported candidates Heidi Lee and David DeHorty, who challenged the incumbents Patty Campbell, Matthew Riffey, and Jennifer Revolt. Both Lee and DeHorty lost on November 5th. Quote, "I am unwilling to continue this fight as it appears I no longer have community support," end quote, Knox wrote in his resignation letter. Quote, "The whisper campaigns and continual attacks on my character from those who do not want to improve QCUSD and the high turnover of teachers and administrators in an otherwise stable profession is a sign of fear within the district," end quote. A controversial figure on the board, Knox often clashed with fellow members Revolt, Campbell, and Riffey, and Samantha Davis. Quote, "He spread misleading stories that created confusion and mistrust instead of providing clarity. His approach led to unnecessary conflict and slowed us down with real costs, legal fees, and administrative delays that impacted us all as taxpayers," Revolt stated in an email. Quote, "Looking ahead, I'm eager to work with a new board member who, like the current board member, is committed to transparency, fiscal responsibility, and most importantly, putting students first," end quote. The successful applicant will finish Knox's term, which will expire December 31, 2026. The district stated that Knox's resignation letter was submitted to Maricopa County School Superintendent Shelley Boggs. The district has also informed Boggs's office of the process it is using to select nominees for the seat. To be considered for nomination by the QCUSD board, a candidate must provide proof of current voter registration, provide proof of at least 1 year living in the district, provide a signed, notarized affidavit of qualification for nomination, provide additional written information as outlined in the packet in accordance with the Maricopa County School Superintendent's appointment process. Application packets can be picked up at the district office at 20217 East Chandler Heights Road and must be submitted to the Governing Board Secretary Quincy Nelson by 4 p.m. Friday, January 17th. A district orientation will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday, January 28th. On Wednesday, February 9th, a district team made up of Board President Samantha Davis, QCUSD Superintendent Perry Berry, a teacher, and members of the community will interview the applicants. On Thursday, February 6th, the team will recommend 3 nominees to Boggs. Under state statute, filling the board vacancy is the responsibility of the Maricopa County School Superintendent. While the QCUSD board can submit candidates for consideration, the, quote, county school superintendent is not required to appoint a governing board member from the list of names submitted by the governing board. The county school superintendent, if the county school superintendent deems it in the best interest of the community, may call a special election to fill the vacancy, end quote, according to the statute. Even as the QCUSD board is asking for applicants, those interested in the position can also apply directly to the county school superintendent's office. Interested applicants can contact Nelson for more information at 480-987-5938 or qnelson@qcusd.org. End of story. Our next story is entitled Police Search for Missing Queen Creek Teen. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, January 8, 2025. No author is listed. The Queen Creek Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing teen. Adam Leba, 14, was last seen around 2:57 p.m. January 5th near the intersection of Sossaman and Rittenhouse Roads. Leba is described as Hispanic, 5 feet, 7 inches tall, weighing 138 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He was wearing a gray t-shirt and maroon pants. He does not have any scars or tattoos. Residents with any information are asked to call QCPD at 480-358-3500 or 911 in case of an emergency. End of story. You were listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt, your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our first article is ADOT Cultivates Youth Engagement. This was written by John Sanders and posted in the Queen Creek Tribune January 13, 2025. Over the years, the Arizona Department of Transportation has offered activities and programming for Phoenix area youths through its website, az.gov/adot-kids. Children and their families can comb through each section, which covers different aspects of urban development and planning. There are sections for biology, bridges, dust storms, engineering as a career, freeway design, litter, road signs, safety, snow plows, and Zoom backgrounds. Marie Curie, Communications Program Manager for ADOT, said the programming was created during COVID-19 pandemic to help youngsters stay connected despite social distancing. We also wanted to try to fuel interest in transportation careers, Curie said. We started offering activities and blogs, especially during the summer months when kids would be out of school. This continued over the years, and we started a site to house all the content we have created. That's where we share our new activities. One of the things that intrigues me is that we have a lot of engineers. One of the categories on our site is engineering. You can read about civil engineering, roadway engineering, and all the different types of careers in engineering that you might be interested in looking into. It explains a little bit about each one of them. We also offer some activities for kids so they understand a little bit about what goes into things like bridge creation. We've got one video with one of our engineers explaining what that takes through the day and how engineers construct our bridges. Curie works with ADOT colleagues Audrey St. Clair and Bill Lamoureux on forming the right activities to feature on the site and contribute to educational blogs. It is exciting to work together, Curie said. We always have blogs going out. We'll have to see what the new year brings. We have fun things planned like license plate bingo. That's always fun, and that seems to be popular each year. We put out challenges like the ADOT Highway Program as one of the first activities for the public. It challenges kids to draw the Arizona Keep It Grand logo that you can find on the site, and it was a sidewalk talk challenge. We invited kids to send us their drawings and posted them on our site. We also created a video about the contest and shared some of the drawings the kids sent. We have a yearly message sign contest where kids write a safety message suitable for one of the overhead message boards. She said there is no shortage of ideas given the career and position diversity within ADOT. We have everyone from biologists to freeway designers, Curie said. There are always problems like litter, which we're challenged with. We try to tap into each of our groups and look at what they do to see if there's a way we can turn that into something interesting for kids to look at. The process is all about interactivity, and we want to encourage creativity and exploration. We've got mazes, crossword puzzles, scrambled words, and colorings that tap into some of the language we use for bridge building. Last summer, I worked with one of our biologists to create a blog about special flower seeds we spread along the roadsides in areas to help pollinators, like the monarch butterfly, come back. This focus on interactivity will continue into the year, and Curie hopes more people will learn about ADOT. We're focused on interactivity and like to draw in adults or parents to work with their kids on these items, Curie said. For example, a recent activity featured a map and travel system matching game to help kids, and maybe adults, learn what each icon means. You choose a photo of the icon and what it means. Afterwards, people will hopefully understand the AZ511 site better and how to navigate it. To learn more about ADOT, kids programming and activities, visit azdot.gov/ADOT-KIDS. Look for the ADOT Kids podcast at azdot.gov/podcast. End of story. Our next article is entitled, FAFSA is Open, New Tools and Resources to Help Arizona Students Secure Their Future. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, January 12, 2025, and Jennifer Murphy with Education Forward Arizona is the author. The biggest barrier to higher education isn't ability, it's affordability, but for Arizona students, there's a powerful tool that can help bridge that gap. The Free Application for Federal Student Aid, FAFSA. With new enhancements to the form and more support available than ever before, families now have a clear path to unlocking the financial aid that makes college or training possible. Don't skip the FAFSA. The 2025-26 FAFSA is now open for students and parents to complete. While the process has been improved, Arizona College Access professionals are working diligently to ensure that there are various resources available across the state to support all students to complete the FAFSA in a timely manner. Why? Because we know that the biggest barrier to completing higher education is cost. This, according to a recent poll by Education Forward Arizona that sought to determine the reasons behind students not pursuing education or training after high school. The FAFSA can be a solution to this challenge. The application unlocks doors for students to pursue their dream of education or training beyond high school through federal grant dollars that do not need to be repaid, scholarships, options for low-interest loans and work-study programs. In 2023 alone, Arizona students left $112 million on the table by not engaging with the FAFSA. How to get help? To ensure more students get the assistance they might need, Education Forward Arizona continues to work closely with partners, including the Arizona Board of Regents, the Arizona FAFSA Coalition, Helios Education Foundation, Aliento, and the Arizona Governor's Office to support statewide efforts so that we exceed the established FAFSA completion goal of 40%. Want help at home? Try Education Forward Arizona's Ask Benji, an AI-powered chatbot that provides free FAFSA support via text answers to nearly 1,000 common questions related to FAFSA, financial aid, and, quote, college, end quote, readiness. Just text Hi Benji, H-I-B BENJI, to 602-786-8171 to get started. Last year alone, the digital assistant helped nearly 40,000 Arizona high school seniors. Additional resources and tools that can help support families to finish the FAFSA include in-person FAFSA completion workshops staffed with experts. Events are hosted at the Capital One Cafe at Scottsdale Fashion Square. Upcoming dates are January 18th, February 15th, March 15th, April 19th, May 10th. Enhanced FAFSA completion and next steps and messaging for students through the statewide Ask Benji chatbot. Statewide implementation of a dynamically updated FAFSA resource hub to provide practitioners with the information and tools needed to support students and families in FAFSA completion. If none of these are right for your family, your student's high school counselor can also be a resource to connect with. We want every Arizona student to secure funding for the post-secondary paths that will enable them to develop the skills needed to succeed in a career. This isn't just about helping students and families. It's about drawing Arizona's future economic growth. Post-secondary education fuels a stronger workforce, healthier communities, and greater financial security for individuals and families. We also know that students who complete the FAFSA are 84% more likely to enroll in post-high school education immediately. Those who earn a bachelor's degree on average earn more than twice as much over their lifetime compared to those with only a high school diploma. With FAFSA resources and support now more accessible than ever, there's no reason for students to miss opportunities that could shape their future success. Billions to Gain, a study conducted in partnership with the Helios Education Foundation, revealed that 20% increase in post-secondary enrollment would yield more than $5 billion in additional gains for each Arizona high school cohort. A more educated workforce drives better health outcomes, reduced reliance on social services, and increased workforce productivity, all of which strengthen Arizona's economy and quality of life. Editor's note, Jennifer Murphy, PhD, NCC, works at Education Forward Arizona, a Phoenix-based statewide education advocacy organization. Please send your comments to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. End of story. Our next story is entitled Chandler Film Festival Returning for Ninth Year. This was posted in the Santan Sun, January 13, 2025, and written by Ken Sain. The ninth annual Chandler International Film Festival is kicking off with a madcap adventure that fully embraces conspiracy theories. Quote, Operation Taco Gary's, end quote, the opening night film stars Simon Rex and Duke Milligan as brothers who get caught up in a global conspiracy while traveling across the country. It is the debut film of director Michael Kavmi, who also wrote the screenplay. The festival opens January 24th and continues through February 2nd at the Look Dine-In Cinemas. Over 150 films will be screened, in addition to industry workshops and panel discussions. Chandler filmmaker Mitesh Patel started the festival and has grown it into one of the top events of its kind in the world. This year's collection includes works from over 35 countries. When I go to see some like AFM American Film Market or any other like Berlin or Cannes, or whenever I go somewhere for my movie work, I meet with people and they talk about the festival, said Patel in an earlier interview. And what's surprising to me is they all know, mostly I would say they know about the Chandler Film Festival. Here are some of the other films scheduled for the festival. The Legend of the Vagabond Queen of Lagos. A young woman living in the slums of Lagos discovers a plot that threatens her community, forcing her to fight for her survival. This film is Nigeria's entry for the 2025 Academy Awards. Bastards of Soul. The documentary looks at a Texas band that was rising in acclaim because of its charismatic frontman, Chadwick Murray. However, his unexpected death at the age of 45 came 3 weeks after recording the vocals for their sophomore album and 6 days after his wife gave birth to their son. Paper Flowers. Based on a true story, Shaylin graduated from Southern Cal and decided to join the Peace Corps, working in Peru. It was there he found out he had cancer, changing the lives of all those around him. 310 to Yuma. This 2007 film earned 2 Oscars. Christian Bale plays a rancher who must put an outlaw, Russell Crowe, on a train to Yuma to face justice. It was a remake of the 1957 film. Dr. Quarantine. Tara Reid stars as a psychiatrist who's struggling with her own mental health issues while trying to help others during a viral outbreak. Amazon Queen. Hijackers take over a riverboat that is traveling down the Amazon River in the Brazilian rainforest to look for some stolen loot. The tourists on board must figure out a way to survive. The Prospect. A high school senior has been rejected by every college he applied to. He decides if he's going to college, he's going to have to do it as a top baseball prospect, even though he's never played baseball. He and his friends try to figure out how to dupe college coaches into offering him a scholarship. Gloria. Alex is nearing the end of his life and recalls the great love of his life, Gloria. They fell in love in high school, and it wasn't until the end that he began to realize what he had, and he regrets some of his past actions, based on a true story. Staycation. The Nix virus is bringing the world to a stop as governments enforce quarantines. People struggle to adapt as doctors race to find a cure. Merlin. A woman is hired to care for the daughter of a reclusive widower. The nurse soon notices that not everything is as it appears. The young woman she is caring for is severely disabled, but soon the nurse begins to suspect she needs help. Ba, Artist at War. Emily Hirsch and Inbar Lavi star as a couple that find love in one of the most unimaginable places possible, a Nazi concentration camp. It is based on a true story. This is the closing night film. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona.